tango moves in Iowa. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are. A production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folk Life program and Iowa Public Radio.
My name is Nora Garda. I'm from Argentina. I came to the United States in 1986. I went to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania at the time. I'm a chemist. I'm also a dancer. Chemistry is my job. Dance is my passion. I started dancing at the age of 5. My mom took me to a neighborhood dance studio in Santa Fe, Argentina. And I took my first ballet class at that time. By the age of 16, I was tired of doing the same thing. And I moved into more like modern dance and jazz. And I began studying folkloric dance of Argentina. Tango was something that my generation didn't grow up with. It was something that our parents used to do. And so we danced tango with family and relatives on family functions. Tango was not a music that was allowed in big groups of people at that time, because there was a military government that was very afraid of having people together in a close position, and tango calls for very close embrace. So it was dangerous, and they didn't let the music to be played, and therefore there was no tango dancing. So I grew up that way, and then by the time tango was allowed again, it was like, why should we do tango? We don't know what that is, and that is the dance of my dad. I don't do that anymore. When I came to the United States, everybody started asking me about tango because, of course, hey, you are from Argentina. What about football or soccer and tango? Those are the two things that identify us. So I decided to start taking my first step. And many times going back to Argentina, I go and I go to tango places and I do tango there and I talk to tango people, but that is a new thing in my life. I think that tango is different than any other social dance styles. It's very close and it's very sensual. Even when the music is very sad, it's something that you don't learn a choreography. You learn a few steps and then you just move to the music following your feelings. And it's very close embrace. It was forbidden. In Argentina, like, the first tango dancers were men, and they it was only men dancing at the time. And the people from the society was not allowed to even listen to that music, and that was in the early 1800s. And then it was forbidden, but then it became popular in Paris because Carlos Gardel, who was a very famous tango singer, was performing a lot, and people in the high society in Paris, Europe, decided to start dancing tango. So when it became popular there, now it was accepted in Argentina. And then to the world, it became a new style, and there are many different styles. Like if you dance in Argentina in a tango club, in a tangueria or a milonga, it's mostly walking to the music. And as my dad used to say, you only need a tile to dance tango with your partner. Folkloric dance is mostly the dance that the gaucho, the original inhabitant of the country, used to dance. The gaucho was usually a person very quiet and very slow, with a lot of time. And so there is a lot of music that comes from this person having time and playing the guitar. And the music is slow, and it has its own choreography. And the choreography came as a combination of the people from Argentina and all the people that came from other countries like Spain and Italy. But there are many names of dances like gato, chacarera, samba, malambo, carnavalito. Those are all traditional Argentine dances.
Tango dancer Nora Garda of Iowa City. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folk Life Coordinator Ricky Saltzman and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.